We are learning Masechtas Tainis, Dav Zayin Amabez, and we're starting four lines from the top. Omer Rabbi Chaim Bachanina, Godu Yom HaKshom Kiyom Shinu V'Shmai V'Aretz, the day of rain is as big as the day that Hashem created the Shemayim V'Aretz. Shemayim says in the Pasuk, Harifu Shemayim Yim'al, the rain will drip from the Shemayim on top, V'Shchokim Yizlu Tzedek, is also a Lashon of, that the skies will drip rain, Tiftach Aretz, Tiftach Eretz, V'Yifru Yesha, Utsdokat Atzmiach, Yachad Ani Hashem Barosiv. And Rashi says, Barosiv is Loshen Yochan, Loshen Rabim. So it's not going on Shemayim V'Aretz, it's going on the rain. That Hashem, in this Pasuk, the Iker concentrates on that He created the rain, because the creating the rain was even bigger than creating Shemayim V'Aretz. Om Rabbi Yeshua, God Yom HaKshom Shafil Yeshua Par Rabbi. Even causes Yeshua's. Shanama says in the Pasuk, Tiftach Eretz V'Yifru Yesha. And the ground will open up and it'll sprout out Yeshua's. Rashi explains it means, it's a big, when it rains outside, it's a good day to have a Yom Tevila. It's a good day to be Maskus Chusim Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's a Shas Ratzon, Rashi says. Rain does not fall until Klal Yisrael has kaparas avayinus. Shneim says in the pasuk, Retisa Hashem Artzecha Shafta Shavis Yaakov. Then it says, Nasasa Avayin Amecha Kesisa Kocha Tosam Zala. So it says in the pasuk that Retisa Hashem Artzecha when you have a kapara, after you have a kapara. This is your pasuk. I have a different raya. And now I'm halakam asinu lo. In the pasuk, va'ata tishma shemayim v'selachta lachata savadecha va'amcha yisrael kisurim esaderecha toivah shiyecha bo. And says the pasuk afterwards, v'sata mota artzecha asher esat la'amcha l'nachlo. So the pasuk starts off that you are selachta lachata savadecha, and then it says that I give mota. That's the raya. My first raya that with kaparas avinus comes the rain. Omrav Tanchav Reid Rav Chia Ish Kvar Akoy. Enik Shom Hatzarim Elam Kain Is Chayvus Neim Shoshal Kliya. Geshomim does not stop until Klai Yisrael. There's so many averis that the Mechuyiv Kliya. Shneim it says Kliya means to be destroyed. Shneim it says in the pasuk, Tzia Gam Choyim Yigzulu Meim Eshaleg Shoyel Chatov. So it says, when does the choyim, which is the heat, steal the rain, which means there's no rain? When sha'oil chatu, when they were chayta so much that they should force the sha'oil, which means to oblivion. Amla zehira midahivis ravina atu mahakach asinila. By the way, saying zehira midahivis, Rashi speaks out that this is not stam zehiri. Stam zehiri was from the Rishonim, and Ravina is seif hira. Ravina Ravash, we know, is the one who wrote the Shas, so they're from the end. So therefore, it has to be a different Zeiri. Here, Zeiri is talking to Ravina. It's not Zeiri. It's not the regular Zeiri. It's Zeiri Medehivas. Before we had that, he talked to Ravina. That's we know it's Zeiri Medehivas. Amle Zeiri Medehivas. Ravina. Ata mahalcha mastitula. Na mahalcha zinulava. Atzar shmayim va'varatem mehira. So here we see from this pasuk also it says v'chara af Hashem b'chem v'atzar shmayim loyim v'atar. And then it says va'varatem mehira. Me'al aratz toiva Hashem b'chem. We see that the chayiv kliya. When Atzah Shemayim is when Klai Yisrael is Chayiv Kliya. On Rav Chista, Enak Shom Netzar Mel Vashvil Bittel Trumas Amaisvers. One of the Averis that caused the Kshomim to stop is if you don't give Trumas Amaisvers. How do we know? The Pasuk says, Shinemar, Tzia Gam Choyim, Yigzlu Mei Meshalik. My Master, what do you see anything on Trumas Amaisvers in this Pasuk? Tono, the very small, we darshan the word Tzia to mean Tzivui. Vashvil Dvarim Shetzavisi as Chemoy Sechama, Tzia Gam Choyim means because of the things I commanded you in the summer. Then we'll steal from you the rain of the snow in the winter. One of the reasons why the rain stops is people will say lashon hara. Shneim says the pasuk ruach tzofin techoylel. That means the ruach tzofin will techoylel gashem will blow away the rain upon him nezamim loshin seiser. Why does it all happen? Because loshin seiser, which Rashi says means rechilas, which is said in private, loshin hara causes the rain to stop, causes drought. Amar Rav Sal, Amar Rav Haruna. Enek Shom Latzar Mel Shvil Azei Panim. Another reason why Shom stop, we get a drought because of Azei Panim. People who are mechutzafim, which means you're not embarrassed of a people, not embarrassed of a avera. Shneim it says in the pasuk, "Vayimnu urevivim umalkosh." Here it's saying that Hashem stops the rain. Vayimnu urevivim umalkosh loy haya umeitzach isha zayna haya lecha me'ante kalem me'ante kalem. Then the pasuk says they didn't want to. They stopped themselves from being embarrassed. Even after they did a vera, they were not embarrassed. But so you see that as upon him who's not embarrassed, it causes the drought. Any person who's a mechutzif, at the end he's gonna be nichshal v'aver. It's automatic. Shneim says in the pasuk, "Umeitzach isha zayna hayalach." You see that meitzach isha, she was as panim, and therefore she became a zayna. Rav Nachman, v'yedua shenichshal v'aver. Not only the soif, it's the yedua that happened already. Shneim a hayalach, which is a past tense. But lo yam a yealach. Not that you're going to do aver. You did aver already. Anyone who's as panim, you know he did aver already. Any person who is a mechutzif, which all this means is that people who do averus are not even embarrassed of it. They're mutla kreisu rasha. Let it call him a rasha. Shneimar ha'ez ish rasha b'fanav. You see, once ha'ez, he's called a rasha already. It's called a rasha. Nach mitzvah call him mutla snoisi. Let it hate him. Shneimar, it says in the pasuk. Now, pasuk shal in the pasuk, you have to read it. The way you read the pasuk is, we start from the beginning. Mika chacham mi adeya peisher dava chachmas adam tar panav. The chachmas shines on a person's face. The oiz panav yeshuna, and the oiz, the chachma on his face changes his face. That's possible. But we darshin not the oiz panav yeshuna. I'll take yeshuna el yisane, which means the as panav yisna you should hate them. That's the attached pasuk. Omrav ketina. Another reason why rain stops, why you have drought, is because of bittul Torah. Which means, what's satayim? What's lazy? Lazy means a person doesn't learn. Because of the atzlus that they didn't learn Torah, nasu soinish akaris baruch mach, which means akaris baruch kaviyachol will become mach veimachal ani, which means a poor person. Shnema v'machu me'arkecha. Ve'imikara, it says Yimacha Mikara, will weaken the Mikara. Who's the Mikara? That's Akaris Baruch Hu, who made Ve'imikara Akaris Baruch Hu. It says in the pasuk, HaMikara B'mayim Ali Oisav, which means Hashem made a roof in the sky out of water. That's what it means. That's only Hashem. Mikara is Hashem. It's about Saltayim. Someone's lazy, doesn't learn Torah. Yimacha Mikara. Ve'imikara Mahachom, this pasuk. Va'ata, different pasuk that brings out this point. In the pasuk it says, "Va'ata le'ro'u or baruhu v'shchokim v'ruach avra v'titharim." V'ein or el tayra. It says le'ro'u or. They didn't see or. What's or? Or is tayra. Shnei mekiner mitzvah v'tayra or. Baruhu v'shchokim. Then the sky will be clear, no rain. If you don't keep learning the tayra, the skies will be very clear. Tanaber v'shmal afil v'shal shiriki nasa b'harim b'harim. Another touch in the pasuk. Baruhu v'shchokim tanaber v'shmal afil v'shal shiriki nasa b'harim b'harim. Even if it has spats. Even if it's spatty, it means it's clouds. The wind will come and be metarit and blow it away. It could be that's even the pshat that the Gemara is trying to say. But either way, Al Kapanim was saying that if someone does not learn Torah, there will not be rain. Even if there's clouds in the sky, the wind will blow it away and make the sky clear. Vatitarim, make it clear. Omrav Ami, Einak Shom Metarim Elbav and Gezel. One of the reasons we have a drought is because of a gezel. Shneim says in the pasuk, al kapayim kisa or, but avoin kapayim, because of the avoin, the avera of your hands, which means stealing, kisa or. The kisa or, which means the rain was covered. Where's our rain? We'll see in a second. Vein kapayim alachamas. Kapayim, first of all, means stealing. Shneim minachamas asher bekapayim. Vein or alamotar. And or also can mean, so we said before, means Torah. Here we're saying it means rain. Shneim are Yofitz Anan Oire. So you see, it means rain. And what does the pasuk say? That Al Kapayim Kisa Ar, that because of the Avera of Gezel, the Ar, the rain will be covered. Maitakante, what's the Eitzah? Yarbe Betvilo, Davin Ekshe Hodge, Nema, Vaitzav Olav Mafkia. The pasuk says, Vaitzav Olav Mafkia, which means you go to the Novit Dam view, Vaim Begiel Tvilo, Shenema, Vaatal Tispal, Vaatal Amazah, Vaal Tifka B. A lashon of tifka bi, you see, b'giyah is a lashon of tefila. We also have in the Torah v'yifka v'amakam, which according to one of Pshatim are that it means they daven there. Now the question is like this: it's probably bothering you. This question is that says if someone steals, what's the takana? You daven. Daven? You got to give back the money. You got to give the money. So Gurus Re says means you have to give back the money. The Gurus Re says you still have to daven because you still have aver. That's Gurus Re says. But Sfasem says Maradit. Even if Klal Yisrael has aver gezel, but if you go to the tzaddikim to daven, that tefillah is so strong it can even work, even if there's gezel. That's the koyach of tefillah. Zog the Gemara Vayta, Barab Ami, Mai Dechsiv, Vashtetim Pasik, Im Keya Habarzel, Vahuloi Ponim, Kilkel, v'chayolim yagber v'yisroin hachshir chachma. Pasuk in Kehelet, what's taich in this pasuk? So the Gemara, pshat the pasuk like this. Emrisa rekiya shakiya, if you see the sky is bright, there's no rain, kabarzel, like iron. V'lahar talamata, and it's not, no rain is coming down. No, that happens. V'shil maiseh adar Hashem kakalim. It's because they're mekukla. Shem v'hu loy ponim kilkel. What does that mean? Really, kaponim kilkel. Marshal explains it means like this: who loy ponim? He didn't daven. He didn't ponim loshon davening. Kilkel. He was mekalkel. Smata kanosam. What's the takana? It's gabru v'rachmim. Be moisiv rachmim by davening more. Shneven says in the pasuk v'chayolim yagber v'yisrael hachshir chachma, which means Rashi says she magbirim. He gathered a troop to daven. Chayolim. He gathered a troop to daven. V'yisrael hachshir chachma kol shkenim huchshuv asayim mikara. And Kavachaymer, so read like this: Shemav v'chayolim yagber, bring the multitudes of daven. For Yisrael hachshir chachma, kosh ken v'chshur maasev v'kara. And vada, it's good if you had the chachma in originally. That's even better. That's even better. That would be better even to cause the rain. And we'll stop here. Next time we'll start next year from Rosh Lakish Amar.